Finally, brethren, we conclude the book of 1 Corinthians. We do from verse 13. This is the last session. And we already discovered how you can give money as a resource and share with people. It's called almsgiving. This is the good work of the Lord. And Paul was talking to them and saying, give to the church in Jerusalem. It's needy. There are so many widows. Give them. God also give to you spiritual capacity from them. But you are supposed to give them. We also discovered that you can give spiritual resource. You can give human resource. You can give time resource to people. You can give things or material things to the people. You can give money. And we already discovered that when we began chapter 16. It's a good work. Now here, we end by not only giving them the money and giving the time for himself to the people and giving the human capacity, that is Timothy and Apollos. He continued to speak about giving the spiritual material or what you do with the spiritual capacity. And now this is what he said, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love. Now that is about spiritual capacity. And it is a good summary. Be on your guard, guard the resources God has given you. Stand firm in the faith, guard the faith. Stand on your faith. Do not let your faith be taken. Faith of resurrection. Faith of Jesus Christ. Faith of seeing Jesus again. Faith of doing the work of the Lord. Faith of having good company. Faith of proceeding with the work of the Lord. Be courageous. You have to know that for you to fight, you must be courageous. Be strong and do everything in love. He said, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the Lord's people. I urge you, brothers and sisters, submit to such people and to everyone who joins in the work and labor at it. So Paul now is talking about giving the spiritual capacity. And he says, this family or household of Stephanas was the first one to become converts. Then he says how they have in the whole of Achaia. And then he says how they have devoted themselves in the service of the Lord's people. Now that is the giving of God's people. It's the spiritual capacity. It's the human capacity. They have served God's people. Then he says, submit to such people. Honor such people for the work for the Lord. Then he's now talk about three main people who supported him in Corinth. You know, it sounded like when Paul was speaking that he did not accept the gift from this church. When you remember when he talked about in chapter 10, he sometimes refused what they were giving. Remember when he gave up the rights to be supported as an apostle? You remember? We dealt with this. But then here, we discover there are three families or three gentle people or gentlemen and women and families and household that Paul says they were so instrumental for me. Look at what he says. I was glad when Stephanas, Fortunatus and Achaicus arrived. They came from Corinth. They came to where Paul was. That is Ephesus. Why were they coming? Because they have supplied what was lacking from you. They supplied what you are supposed to have supplied to me. What a good thing. May God raise men like Achaicus. May God raise women and men like Fortunatus. May God raise people like Stephanas, those who can support the work of mission, those who can support Paul and those who have already gone, who have been sent. Paul says they give what you're supposed to have given or what you wish to you could have given. They said, for they refreshed my spirit. What a good testimony it is. And they also supplied yours because I was there for you. Such men deserve recognition. We should recognize those who are giving their gifts. Then he talked about the place of giving greetings and receiving greetings. It's not only money we give. It's not only time we give. It's not the presence we give. It's not only the material things we give. It's not the support we give. We also give greetings. And we also receive greetings. And Paul finishes by giving very nice things about greetings. It was recorded because it's a treasure, it's a resource. Greetings is a resource. So greet people. This says the churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord. And so does the church that meets at their home. Every time Priscilla and Aquila are mentioned, it is about their home. They are mentioned, the two of them. What a great couple it is. God leads such couples in today's time. This couple would always open their home. One day they opened for Apollos, and they changed the life of Apollos, and they changed the life of the Corinth. Now, they have now opened their home for a church. They say the church that meets in their home. This is the house-to-house meeting. May we be like this couple. May we make our home a place where the church meets. God, I ask that you may create a spirit like that in me and my wife and my house, so that we can open up for the rest of the people. And then he says, all the brothers and sisters here send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write these greetings in my own heart. If anyone does not love the Lord, let that person be cursed. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. My love to all of you in Christ Jesus. He finishes by says that if one does not love the Lord, that person will be cursed. Cast means to be separated from the Lord. It is the love for the Lord, or is the love of the Lord and for the Lord, that connects us with the Lord. So he says, if one does not love the Lord, let that person be cast, or accursed, anathema. If one does not love the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the interpretation. If somebody does not love the Lord and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that person will be separated from the Lord. So the love of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the love of the Lord's people, the love for each other is the one that keeps us united and connected with Jesus. Father, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to study the book of 1 Corinthians. Help us to practice it now in Jesus' name.